You're listening to episode 4 of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe from boldturquoise.com and the Cultivating the Lovely Morning Show on Periscope. Today, I'm bringing you a conversation I recently had with my friend Carrie Danker from stonesoupforfive.com. You'll hear a little bit about how Carrie and I got to know each other, how she went from selling repainted dolls on Etsy to writing innovative Bible studies, and how she cultivates lovely in her own life on a general basis. You're also going to want to stay tuned till the very end of the podcast because I've got great news for you about a very special discount on Carrie's brand new Bible study for Advent called The Promises. So make sure you stay tuned so you hear about that. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode, so let's not waste another minute. Let's get straight to the goods. Welcome, Carrie. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I am too.
I know it's been too long since we've been able to just like sit and chit chat. So I am really excited to have you on the podcast and talk about all the things that are going on with Stone Soup for Five and all of your Bible studies and everything. So I wanted to give you guys, though, a little bit of a background on how Carrie and I know each other. I have always been really interested in the visual aspect of Bible study. I am a very visual learner. And I just love seeing what people do with their Bible studies in a really cool visual way. And a few years ago, before really all the Bible journaling stuff started to explode on the scene, I would look on Pinterest and try to find these kinds of visual things for either color coding your Bibles or doodling or whatever. And I came across Stone Soup for Five blog that had all these amazing doodles and journals. And I was like, who is this girl? So I got a hold of Carrie and we just started talking, right? Like that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, I think you originally approached me when you were doing the Bold Year Challenge.
Yes.
And you said, hey, you should lead our Bible study. And I said, no, yeah, but thanks for asking.
I said, please, you're amazing.
And I think what you did was you're like, okay, same thing with this podcast that you just did. We're just talking. We're just having fun. People just want to know what you're doing. You're not teaching. You're not leading. You would just be guiding. And then I was like, oh, okay, I can handle that maybe.
Because back then we did Google Hangouts. So that was video too. You know, we talk about the stress.
But
It was just so fun to be able to hang out and have you leading the Bible study. And you created amazing stuff for all of our girls. But then it just kind of took off from there. So going back, tell our people who you are. Like, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you blog, who your family is, all that jazz.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm Carrie Danker. I live in Portland, Oregon. I have three teen boys, and I call myself a reluctant homeschooler because I never set out to be a homeschooler. My boys were, you know, my husband and I were both public. We were raised that way. And we just assume that's what you did. But through a series of a bunch of different circumstances, I ended up homeschooling after, I don't know, crying my eyes out for months when I found out I was going to have to. But the Lord has shown me what a blessing. Oh my gosh, I would not change it for the world now.
That's awesome.
So I came in reluctantly and now I'm 100% homeschool. If it's for you, I have a bunch of friends that are public, a bunch that are private, you know, to each their own, everybody's different, but I'm really loving it. And so mainly now that my boys are teens, I'm not involved as much in the homeschooling part. They do a lot of video learning and co-op classes. So I do writing and I write on my blog and I doodle a lot and write the journal and doodle Bible studies.
And they are awesome, you guys. If you have not checked out the, say it again, doodle and journal, right?
Journal and Doodle.
Journal and Doodle. I always mess it up.
That's
every single time. Journal and Doodle Bible Studies. And they are so cool. Will you tell us a little bit more about what they actually are?
Yeah, and actually this is kind of like, I mean, really, Mackenzie, you got the ball rolling. I know it's the Lord that's blessed it, but had you not got the ball rolling, who knows where I would probably still not be doing much. But
gave you a little kick in the pants.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm kind of that kind of person. I need a little push to get me going. But basically, so when we did the bold year, I just started out, people would say, well, how do you do your journal pages? So I just say, well, I read through the chapter and I find like a picture that I could doodle. And then I kind of make lists and go from there. And so that's how you said, well, let's just talk about that in the bold year challenge. So then I would talk about that and put my picture on Facebook every day of my personal Bible study page. And then people would get so frustrated because they're like, well, that's great, Carrie, but how do you do it?
Yeah.
You know, I can sit here and look at your pages, but I don't know how to do it myself. So then I was thinking, well, I guess, you know, so then I just started writing on the Facebook group. Okay, so I read through this, and if you read chapters or verse 3 through 5, draw a picture of Paul, you know, and then list all the things you learn about him. So it's kind of like an inductive study, but with doodling.
Yes.
And so I was doing that on Facebook, and then people would say on that group, well, this is great, but I don't always do my Bible study while Facebook is on. Can you make something we can print? I thought, okay, I could try that. And so from there, the studies were born, and they kind of started out very simple. And then as I got more feedback from more people and heard from more people, I tailored them a little bit better. And now we have the new Journal and Doodle Studies, which has even more depth. And I actually that's helping me, that she's just amazing. And it's really starting to be something, and it's really exciting.
That's awesome. You said your editor, you broke up for a second there.
Oh, yeah. I have my editor, which that's a whole nother story how all that happened. But yeah, she makes the studies. She really helps me with my, you know, grammar, punctuation, all that stuff. But she has so much depth and wisdom and Bible knowledge that she just is indispensable. She makes the studies just sing.
That is so awesome. I've been hearing about so many people using editors lately to really make their work come alive. So that's awesome that you found somebody who can work with you so well to do that.
Yeah.
How did you find her?
She actually started, oh my gosh, this is so God. She started in when I was releasing the brand new redone Ephesians study, the one that you can get free on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the launch team. So I had just a team of people that would share. They just said, yeah, we'll send out an email to our friends, or we'll post on Facebook. We'll be your launch team. And so I asked the launch team, I gave them a free preview of the Ephesians study and asked them if they could just, you know, read through it and tell me if there was anything glaringly horrible in it. And she came back she sent me like, I don't know, 2 or 3 page email on, well, you asked for it. And she's not an editor. She doesn't do this for a living. She's a mom and, yeah, there's a big whole story back there on her life, but she just edits for me for fun, which is awesome. And she gets my stuff back to me lightning fast. Plus, she's like, you know, I just finished reading this book and there is this quote that speaks exactly to this. If you wanted to put this in, it would be so good. So that's how she kind of adds to it. But so it started with her on my launch team and then sending me this, well, you asked for it kind of email. And from there, I just said, you realize that you're going to be in this forever, right?
Yeah. That's awesome. What a God thing to just like have that all seamlessly come together and have him speaking to her heart about like what you're writing about. And that's awesome. Yeah. And so now your studies, just like you said, they're inductive studies. They work you through how to journal. I've done your Galatians study and I did it with a friend and absolutely loved it because it becomes so personal. Like once you're making those pictures and it's all, you know, investigating within the word itself. If you guys don't know, that's what inductive Bible study is. You kind of use the word to figure out what's happening in the word. And I love them. I've done other inductive studies, but this one was the one that felt the most personal to me. Mm. Like, it had my personal stamp on it because I was interacting with these pictures and having to visualize the things in my mind. So I just think you've done an excellent job of really making the word become alive and become personal. I know I keep saying personal, but it's true.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I just, it's how I learn. And so it was really easy for me to just say, you know what, this is how I learn. I'm not trying to teach you guys anything. I'm not, you know, I'm just guiding you through digging into the word yourself.
Yeah. Well, and it's such a cool thing too. I mean, once you get done with it and you have this journal that has all of these different notes you've taken and doodles you've made, I mean, it's really something that I feel like can become a legacy to my children that I can pass down to them someday, and they can be seeing what I was getting out of the word and how I studied, you know, different books of the Bible and stuff, which is a really cool thing to be able to hand down to them. So yeah. I really appreciate that about it.
Yeah, definitely.
So before you got into all this Bible study business, you were doing other businesses though from your home, right?
Yeah, I've kind of always been that kind of person that wants to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even from when I was a kid, you know, I wanted a lemonade stand, but it had to be different and better than anybody else's. So it was a mobile lemonade stand on a red flyer wagon.
That's
and we
walked
around the neighborhood selling lemonade. So I've always kind of had that bent, and I'm kind of a maker. Or, you know, somebody who needs to make things, and it doesn't really matter what that thing is. I just want to make something. And so I've done a bunch of different things. And what I was doing right before, for years, before the Bible studies and the blog kind of started taking off, was I was actually repainting Barbie dolls and adult fashion dolls. They're a little bit bigger than Barbie on eBay. And that, I loved it. It was so fun because I love art and I love painting. And so it was just a fun thing to do. And then I got to where I was designing clothes for them and sewing clothes and selling, you know, one of a kind outfits for them and doing really well again. And it was good, but it's very time consuming. But I loved it. I absolutely loved doing it. I love the creativity of it. I loved being able to go into this whole other world as a designer kind of. And
sure.
And, but then when the studies started, you know, so then it was your bold year thing.
Yeah.
And I started to think, well, maybe there's something here. And then I actually just read the first chapter of Greg McKeown, his book, Essentialism.
Okay.
I remember being in the hospital when my son broke his hand and reading just the first chapter of that book. And he says, basically, you can't do everything and you need to work in one direction to do the essential thing. And so I just started making a list of what's going to have the biggest impact. You know, am I going to be sewing doll clothes forever? And if I am, is that going to have a lasting impact, you know, when I leave this world? Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Yeah.
So then I thought, okay, that's kind of scary because I really love doing this and I have a lot of friends and a lot of business, you know, relations with this. And I don't want to say I'm done.
Sure.
But I'll take a year off and we'll see where it goes. So I gave God and the Bible studies the year of 2015. And it's been answered for me that this is absolutely where I need to go. And it still kind of hurts my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I loved what I was doing, but I really love this too. And this is so much better.
That's awesome. So I know you said a little bit, or I remember when you launched your study. Can you tell us about what that was like for you and kind of how you did that? Was it, I think it was your Galatians study that you did your first big launch on. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a book. Again,
yes.
It's launched by Jeff Walker. And I thought, okay, I'll just go through this exactly how he says to do it. And we'll see how it goes. I'm kind of that kind of person where I'll try it once the way it's supposed to be done, and then I'll make it better or different or whatever. So I thought, I'll just try it how he says. I'll do every single step how he says, and we'll just see how it goes. And it was amazing. It completely blew us out of the water. It worked. It really worked. And he's got a lot of wisdom. He's done a lot of this. In fact, Michael Hyatt follows his system, and mm-hmm. I think Crystal Payne too. So I thought, well, if there's some big names behind it, then we'll see if it works. And it did. And again, it was like God just kind of pushing me, let's continue doing this. It was just enough. Well, it blew me out of the water. So awesome. I thought, we'll just keep going with this, God, and see where you go.
Yeah, that's some good affirmation when it really doesn't feel like you really. It's like, wow, this really worked. This is happening. Okay, God.
Yeah, let's exactly. go with it. Exactly.
That's awesome. So how has writing these studies and blogging more and everything helped you cultivate more loveliness in your life, like in your practical life and then in like your relationship with God? What has it changed for you?
Well, that's a good question. I think one thing as far as like in my relationship with God is if you don't know something, the best way to learn is to teach it, right? Because mm-hmm. then you have a deadline, then you have a responsibility.
Yeah.
And I have always, always been nervous about doing these studies because I so want to handle accurately the word of God. And I don't want to go off base and mess anything up, which is why, again, I lean more towards the guiding rather than the teaching. Mm-hmm. But just putting into words what I'm doing in my Bible study time has caused me to slow down and really think through the scripture and the truth that I'm finding there and digging out. And there's been times when I literally have been just blown away on my knees, you know, in tears with the truth that I've been learning and that God's been showing me through it. And I don't want to sound all emotional. I'm usually not a real emotional wreck kind of person, but sometimes some of this has just blown me away, taken my breath away. And I really, truly think if you want to learn anything, all you have to do is start teaching somebody.
Mm-hmm. I always say that to my boys, like, okay, I'm going to know whether you're actually learning anything in our little homeschool here if you can teach it to somebody, mm-hmm. if you can teach it to your brother or your sister or whatever. So how amazing to have that, like, in your relationship with God, how much deeper you could go in that by having to teach it to somebody else.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's awesome. So through this whole thing, I know you started kind of with the bold year challenge that we had on my blog, and that kind of dissipated and we were doing different stuff. But how has it helped you connect with other women or find community? Has that changed for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, I have my blog and I would have people send me emails that had been doing the studies, and a lot of people asked if there was any sort of community where we could share journal pages. And I was really, really reluctant to set anything like that up because so many times you hear or you see people put up journal pages that are just amazing. Yeah. And it just blows the other people out of the water that are thinking, you know, I'm doing good just to draw a circle and write some words.
Yeah.
And so I was really hesitant to start a community, but because I had had so many requests, I thought, well, okay, let's put up a Facebook page and we'll give it a trial run and see how it runs and make it a private group and just see how it goes. And that community has been amazing. It's actually up to, I think, almost 900 members now.
Wow.
In the Facebook group. And, you know, a lot of them don't put a lot on there, but the people that do post their journal pages and their doodles, it's just, oh my gosh, it's just so cool to see the words that I wrote affect these people and see how similar they are and then how different they are, mm-hmm. and what people get out of them that I didn't get out of them, or that, you know, something triggered something in them. It's just been amazing. And then the emails, and they're all over the world. So I've been getting missionaries that are using these wow. to teach other cultures. I know, it's just all God just blowing me away. I mean, there's emails I get that I'm just in tears over how God is using these. So the community, as far as, you know, just the Facebook community is huge, but then the worldwide community, missionaries are connecting with other missionaries. It's just been unreal.
That is amazing, Carrie. I mean, how cool to think about that people are using these studies and like missionaries, that's impacting other cultures. That's, I mean, holy cow.
I know.
It started from like this small little seed, you know, you just putting some stuff on your little old blog, and then look how God used you. I mean, how amazing.
And that he can use, I mean, you guys, if he can use me, he can use anybody. I am not joking. He can use anybody. If you just put yourself out there and just do the next thing, right?
Yeah.
Just like you with your blog and the challenges that you're doing and the podcast and Periscope. I mean, you just do the next thing. Just do the next thing and see where he takes it.
And it also, I think what's happened with you goes so much to show that we should be doing what God created us to be doing. Like we should be doing what he talented us in. Like you obviously have a talent for the doodles and interpreting all this stuff and being able to teach it. And I mean, that's a gift that God has given you. And what a shame if you didn't use that. Like, it's really honoring him by doing this thing that he created you to do.
And it just feels right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're doing what you need to be doing, it just feels right. I mean, yeah, there's hard stuff and there's stuff that, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. But for the most part, it feels right. This is home. This is where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome to hear. And just, wow, the ramifications are amazing. So if you were going to give somebody else who feels like they're kind of on the verge of stepping into something, if you had to give them advice, what would you say?
Well, as my friends call me, I am a fly by the seat of the pants, jump in with both feet, think about it later kind of person.
Yeah.
And I mean, my husband is not. He is very much, let's plan it all out and then let's replan that plan. And then let's pause and think about the plan for a few months.
Yeah.
And so I would say, just because I'm me, if you guys have an inkling of an idea, just start it. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to figure it all out. Just start it. Start it if it's ugly. Just start it and go from there. I mean, everything is ugly at the beginning. You will never, ever, ever do anything perfect the first time.
Yep.
You got to jump in. You got to start it. And that right there, I think, is 80% of the problem.
Yeah.
Just start it ugly. Start ugly and then move on from there.
Yes, that's the way I feel with this podcast. It's called the Cultivating the Lovely Podcast, but welcome to the ugly show, everybody, because I am just figuring this all out along the way. Like, I just kind of had to sit back the other day and be like, okay, my first few interviews may not be that fantastic because of me, like because of not really having conducted interviews before and how to like figure that all out. And so, yeah, you just kind of got to jump in and say, all right, I'm here. I'm here for the ride. I will show up and just learn as I go. So
absolutely.
I totally agree with that advice.
And the Lord will bless it. If it's something that you need to be doing,
exactly.
And if it's not, it will just remain ugly and you'll just move on from there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, and how many of those things do we all have before we kind of figure out where we're supposed to be? There's bound to be some ugly along the way before we kind of land in, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and this is going to work out. Yep.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with that. So you're working on a new study right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it's definitely out of my comfort zone, which is good because most things that have been good have been out of my comfort zone. But the original journal and doodle studies, those are just chapter by chapter, pulling stuff out. It's very comfortable. It comes fairly easy for me. But this new one is a study. It's more of a topical study, which I've never done before. Mm-hmm. And it scares me a little bit.
Sure.
Because again, I want to handle accurately the word of God, and topical seems like the time when you can kind of go off the course there. But I have a good editor, I have a good husband. They're keeping me all in check.
Good.
And I have a lot of books I'm reading and studying, but it's actually an Advent study. It'll be out mid-November. And it's Advent in the way of it's about 24 days to get you through till Christmas. And how it's different is it's the prophecies that were prophesied about Jesus in the Old Testament and then the fulfillment to those prophecies in the New Testament.
That's awesome.
So I've always kind of wanted to study that myself.
Mm-hmm. And what better way to learn it?
Absolutely. So we kind of started with that, but it's going to be a lot different than the regular journal and doodle studies. I want it to be refreshing. I want it to be light, but I want it to be meaningful. So it won't be full pages of check boxes like the original ones. It'll be more of just hop in. Here's some stuff to think about. And then I also will have some coloring doodles like that you can color in the study. And then my editor is doing a study that the kids could do along with the moms through the season. So
that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's coming along.
Oh, I'm so excited. I definitely want to do your study for Christmas. I think it sounds so good. You've been kind of teasing me with it for a while now. So yeah. I am so excited to just like see how it all ends up. And especially if there was one for the kids, and that would be so amazing.
Yeah. So just be praying for us. Pray for me and my editor that we can get this all together. And it's going to be really fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah. And by the time this podcast goes live, because we're obviously recording it in advance, but it's going to be right around the time that you are probably going to be releasing it. So you guys can be finding out all the information in the show notes on the blog. And I will have all the details at the end of the podcast for how you can find the show notes on boldturquoise.com. But we will have all the links there so you can make sure to find Carrie's studies.
Awesome.
Well, I have some fun little questions that I would like to ask you that I ask all of my guests. And I swore to her, you guys, that these were not going to be like too scary, but I think they're fun. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Candles, just because I know nothing about essential oils.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Oh, paper. We have boys.
Yes. Okay. City or country?
Oh, country, because I live in the city and I've always longed to live in the country.
Very good. Yes. You need to come visit me and hang out in the country.
Yes.
And I forgot to, did I even mention that at the beginning of the podcast, that I actually got to meet Carrie in person? Did I say that?
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I can't believe I forgot it. Backtrack. So Carrie and I have actually met in real life, which is such a rare thing to have happen with blogger friends. And for us, for not even like knowing each other for years and years, it was pretty amazing. Last summer, I went to Portland and we got to hang out for an afternoon and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. We went on a little hike and you were really, let's see, were you really big pregnant?
No, I was pretty newly pregnant. I was like 11 weeks pregnant.
Oh, but you had your daughter on your front pack. Oh, that's right. Because you were carrying a baby. You were carrying two babies.
Yes, that's right. I totally forgot about that. Well, you took us to the Piddock Mansion in Portland, which was beautiful and amazing. And my kids loved it. And yeah, I was toting around all kinds of babiness.
Yeah.
Super fun. So yes, that's my little sidetrack there on the city or country question that Carrie and I have actually met. So she's awesome. And it's so cool to be able to talk to somebody that I've actually met.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the questions.
Okay.
Paper or digital?
Oh, paper by far.
That's a silly question for you. Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
I do online as much as possible because I'm a buyer, not a shopper.
Okay. Yes. I hear you. Anymore, especially with kids, it's like, oh, forget about it. Unless it's Target.
Oh, I can't. Target is so dangerous.
It is. It is so dangerous. It needs to be like birthday money or, you know, feel like I'm on vacation in Target.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. It's 4 o'clock. You're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or to music?
A podcast. Definitely a podcast.
I'm with you there. A funny podcast, like one that doesn't make my brain work.
Right.
Okay. Chocolate, milk or dark?
Oh, milk. Yeah, milk.
What? Is that even chocolate?
Can you put white in there? Can you do white? I would like white.
Okay. All right. That's funny. Okay. Sports or no sports?
For my boys, definitely sports. They need to burn off their energy.
How about for you? Do you like the participation in the sports or not so much?
I am an excellent spectator.
There you go.
I love cheering and I love learning about the sport. I am completely, hopelessly uncoordinated though.
There you go. Me too. Well, I used to be a dancer, but sports, not so much.
I took ballet and tap and jazz, and they just said, okay, thanks, but no thanks. Oh. You need to move on.
That's sad.
It was horrible.
Oh. Okay, Periscope. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Watch, definitely. Because okay. It's like the whole video thing.
Yes.
I've tried it, and it's not as deadly as it seemed like it would be, but it's still just not my thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, yeah, I really want to do this or not so much, I seem to find.
Yeah. And I like it. I would actually be on it way more if I had a lot more interaction, but I'm really clunky with reading the, you know, questions and stuff as they go by, and then I miss them and it's hard to see and it's hard to keep talking. And what if I don't have anything to say? And what if nobody's there? It's just, oh, it's stressful.
It gets easier as you do it. And if you just are really good at rambling, which I tend to be, it's a good fit. Okay. Your favorite movie.
Oh, that would probably, well, it would be a top. I really, really love My Fair Lady, the yes. Audrey Hepburn musical.
Which has been a popular answer, by the way.
But that's really cool, because it's a good movie.
It's so good. Yes.
But yes. Then my guilty pleasure is I really love the original Parent Trap with Hayley Mills.
Yes. Oh,
I don't know why I love that.
The second one doesn't even hold a candle, but I owned that on VHS growing up. I probably wore out the movie. That is such a great one.
I love that.
Yes. Oh, now I'm going to have to go track it down, make my kids watch it.
I know, right?
Yes. All those originals, they're so good. Like the old, it had Lucille Ball. Oh, what is the name of it? And Henry Fonda.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, so good. I just love that movie.
The Apple Dumpling Gang. I love those.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you need to have your boys watch that.
Oh, I need to be taking notes because I'm going to have to put all of this in the show notes. This will be in the show notes, everybody. This is a startup podcast.
I really wasn't going to question your parenting, Mackenzie, but
now it's in question. I need to run to Amazon immediately and find the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Okay. It's a must. Any right. Don Knotts. And then you need to have them watch all the original Andy Griffith because of Don Knotts. And
of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got that down. Okay. Last question. Where would you put yourself on the crunchiness scale if 0 were like completely soggy, did nothing natural, and 10 was like by the fire, legs unshaved, singing Kumbaya with dreadlocks?
Wow.
Where are you there?
I really like the idea of being all natural and healthy, and it would be great to do that, but I live in a real world with stinky boys.
Yes.
And, you know, when I go out into my yard, really, I hate yard work, but I like it to look nice, so I will use chemicals.
Okay.
And I will clean with, you know, abrasive cleaners because I just don't have time to sit there and deal with that. So I am probably closer to a little bit soggy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a number.
3.
3.
4.
Okay. 3, 4. Okay.
3.4.
3.4. I like it. You know, we all have our things that we have to concede on. Absolutely.
Right.
I wear deodorant because I'm just not into that game. But, you know, there's other things I do other people would be like, that's crazy.
And I do dye my hair because it's like an early family gene that we all go gray and in our mid-20s. And I am not going out like that.
No.
So I will color from a box.
Yes. I told my husband, you just wait because I am not doing all this crazy stuff with my hair, you know, but there will come a day that I will spend the money and have my hair dyed and you will be okay with it. And I will be okay with the uncrunchiness of it. So, you know, we all have our things. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. So tell us, tell everybody where they can find you. If they are like, I need to find me these Bible studies. I want to subscribe to her blog. Like, where can they find you?
Yeah. The best place to find me is on stonesoup45.com, and it's all spelled out F-O-R-F-I-V-E.
Okay.
And you can sign up on my sidebar there and get the free full-length journal and doodle through Ephesians, and it's the new format, and it's been a great study. I've had so many people say that they've learned so much from that study. So you can get that free when you subscribe to my blog. And then mainly on social media, I hang out on Facebook. And you can find me, the links are all on my homepage on my blog. So it's Stone Soup for Five on Facebook also. And then if you want to join, if they wanted to join the Journal and Doodle Through the Bible Facebook group, you just have to request it and then check your Facebook message box. It's sometimes in your other messages for the little pre-screen email that we send out. And then we'll get you hooked up in there too.
Awesome. Well, that is so great. And we will have all of that in the show notes. So if you weren't taking notes, you will be able to find Carrie by looking in our show notes. So thank you so much for meeting with me tonight, Carrie. See, it wasn't that painful, right?
It was awesome. It was very good.
It was so fun chatting with you. And I'm so glad that we got to share with everybody everything you're doing. And hopefully some of you listeners will be able to go find her now and get in on some of this goodness and really just have your Bible study time just come to life. So thank you so much, Carrie.
Awesome. Thank you.
So that's it for this week's episode of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. If you'd like to see any of those show notes that Carrie and I were mentioning throughout the episode, then all you have to do is head over to boldturquoise.com/4. And that is where you'll find all the fun resources that Carrie mentioned and how you can be finding her on the web, along with her brand new Advent Bible study called The Promises. Now, I have a special code for you guys, just like I mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast. If when you head there to buy your Bible study and you punch in BOLD10, that's all capital letters, BOLD10, you'll be able to get her new study for 10% off. So that is just something fun to help encourage you guys this Christmas season. She also has her kids addition to the study coming out this weekend as well. And that code that I mentioned is good through next Thursday, December 3rd of 2015. So hopefully that will be a really big blessing to you guys. A big thank you also goes out to all of you who've been leaving reviews and ratings on iTunes. I just want to say how much I appreciate that, because that is how iTunes really figures out which podcast to be sharing out to other people and letting other people know about getting involved with Cultivating the Lovely. So thank you so much to all of you who've done that. And if you haven't, it's super quick to head over and do. So thank you for all of you who take the time to help support Cultivating the Lovely. Next week, I am very excited to be welcoming Crystal Payne to the podcast, so you're not going to be wanting to miss that next episode that also comes out next Thursday, December 3rd. So until then, all my lovelies, go be bold and gracious.